10.3. Down to Earth with a Bump. Part 1.
So you took off okay. What went wrong?
Yeah, I took off fine, and I was doing very well in the race. I was going along with a bunch of others, and it was getting progressively windier. We were jumping from mountain range to mountain range. And I split up with the people I was flying with, and I got stuck in a little windy valley, and I got lower and lower. And really, where the wind mixes with the mountainscape, you get a lot of turbulence. And I was just at the wrong height. We carry a reserve with us. And normally you can throw your reserve if the wing collapses.
So that would be a parachute, effectively.
A parachute, yeah. And you can come down under that. Or normally the wing will reopen itself anyway. But I was at the height where the reserve wouldn't open, and it was still high enough to hurt when I hit the ground.
So how far did you fall, do you think?
Probably about 60 feet, I think.
Oh, my goodness. And what was the impact like? What do you remember of it?
I remember bouncing quite a lot. And I rolled over a few times, then came to rest underneath a few bushes. But generally, I was pretty well bashed up. I'd broken all the ribs on my left, my pelvis in about five places, and my left arm completely snapped off the ball joint on the
Oh my goodness! You must have been in terrible pain, weren't you?
So I was in a lot of pain, and I was a bit shocked, really.
You were wearing sunglasses, weren't you, as well?
Yeah, my sunglasses, my nice new sunglasses, dug into my nose, and so my face was bleeding quite a lot. And so, yeah, generally bashed up.
So when you kind of came to a standstill, what was going through your mind?
Well, I just looked around and checked that I was still alive. I checked all my limbs and thought, well, basically, I'm bashed, but I'm not, I'm still here. I had a strange thing where my eyesight started to degrade. I'd been looking around the clouds and the mountains just to see if anybody had seen me crash, and there was nobody. And then after a while, all I could see was maybe 100 yards into the grass, and then that came right down to just the twigs around me.
And why was that happening?
And it was a shock. And I had this weird voice saying, oh, Guy, this is a classic sign of shock. You need oxygen now. And I said out loud, oh, that's lucky, I've got some oxygen with me. So I reached into my pack. We fly very, very high in Idaho, so you do need oxygen from time to time. So reached into my pack, found my oxygen tube, turned it on full blast and snorted some of that. And 10 minutes later, I was up. It was like a computer rebooting and all my vision came back. And
how did you know that?
I didn't know it. It must have gone
instinct
at some point.
Yeah.
And I'd remembered it.
That's tremendous. That's very amazing. Mm. And did you have any way of calling for help? Did you have a radio? Did you have a mobile telephone?
I punctured a lung as well, so I did yell help, but it didn't come out very loud.